Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. Come, raise a song of joy this day, let all the earth applaud the one whose gospel has revealed the gentleness of God, the gentle Luke whose careful zeal probed deep into the past, and won from Mary's quiet mind the mysteries of her heart. In simple words Luke told the world how Jesus was conceived, how Zachary had doubted God and Mary had believed. He told how angels woke the night and made the silence sing, how shepherds came to David's town to honor David's king. O good physician, pray for us that we may hear his word, the word that burns that it may heal, but heals when it is heard. The word the Abba sent that we in him might live as one. The word the Spirit speaks in all who would receive the Son. We praise you, Abba, God of all. We praise you, Christ the Son. We praise you, Spirit, for in you we may yet live as one. We beg you for the gift of sight to see in each your face, that even now our world may know the fullness of your grace. Then you are truly friends of mine, if what I have told you, you will carry out for me. Love and serve one another. When Adonai brought us back to Zion, we were like dreamers, laughing and dancing, with songs on our lips. The nations exclaimed, "A new world of wonders, Adonai is with them. Yes, our God works wonders. Rejoice and be glad. Adonai, free us from bondage, as water to thirsty land. Those who are sowing in tears will laugh and sing as they reap." They went out with weeping and tears, carrying seeds to be sown. They come back, they return with singing, holding the harvest high. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Then you are truly friends of mine, if what I have told you, you will carry out for me. Love and serve one another.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect one who is Christ come to full stature. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Saint Luke the Evangelist is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of our God. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Saint Luke the Evangelist is worthy of praise in the church, for he has proclaimed the tender compassion of our God.
Saint Luke carefully traced the whole story from the beginning and wrote his gospel so that we might understand the truth of the teaching we had received. May we diligently study the record Saint Luke gave us concerning all that Jesus did and taught. Luke gave us the songs of liberation by Mary, Zachary, and Simeon, which we sing each day to proclaim the end of injustice and oppression and the establishment of your reign. May all who sing these canticles work together for the just distribution of your gifts and the fullness of life for all earthkind. Luke showed how in your heart, O God, compassion wins the day. As shepherd, you carry us gently back whenever we go astray. May we be moved deeply by your mercy and extend it to those who are lost. Luke told of one who walks with us on the road to reveal that your redeeming love burns that it may heal. May our hearts be set on fire by your word today, that we may carry it with haste to our broken world.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of life and compassion, you chose St. Luke to reveal by his preaching and writings the mystery of your love for the poor. Grant that those who already glory in your name may persevere as one heart and one soul, and that all nations may merit to see your salvation. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother.